Hey everyone, this is your health bestie Barbara. In the last episode, we discussed the way that sleep supports brain recovery. To get started with supporting your brain recovery, pick a bedtime that you can stick with, even on the weekends. When necessary, shift the schedule by 15 minutes when you need to adjust. This allows your brain to perform an update every night and can result in sharper thinking and better memory. In this episode, we will discuss activities that you can do before bed and during the day to support brain recovery. By doing simple pre-sleep recovery activities like relaxation, gentle stretches, or light exercise, this can help you fall asleep faster and get more out of the hours when you're in bed. Think of your body as a smartphone that needs to cool down and unplug before it runs its nightly maintenance. If you try to charge an update while still blasting music or running apps, it takes longer and may overheat. But if you close out all the heavy programs and let it rest, updates happen smoothly. Your brain and body work the same way. Winding down with calming activities lets you dive into deep restorative sleep more quickly and stay there longer. When you jump straight from homework or social media into bed, your mind can stay racing. Recovery activities give your nervous system a signal that it's time to switch gears from busy mode into rest mode. That makes it easier to drift off and spend more time in deep sleep stages where you clear out waste and strengthen memories. Try deep breathing exercises. You can inhale for 4 counts. Choose how many counts you work best for you. In this example, we're using 4 counts. So inhale 4 counts, hold for 4, and exhale for 6. This simple pattern slows your heart rate and calms your mind. You can also practice progressive muscle relaxation. Tense each muscle group for a few seconds, then release, working from your toes up to your head. If you like to do movement, gentle stretching, a few yoga poses or simple stretches loosen tight muscles. After a busy day in the office or sitting at a desk all day, some neck rolls, forward bends, and seated twists get the blood flowing and help your body relax. Aim for 5 minutes. That's just enough to feel a soft pull and not any pain. Or if you prefer, low impact movement like a slow walk around your room or easy cycling on a stationary bike. This can raise your body temperature slightly. After you cool down, your body interprets the drop in temperature as a cue for sleep. Simply keep it under 10 minutes and avoid anything too intense. So you can pick 2 or 3 activities that feel good to you and do them within a 20 to 30 minute range before you go to bed. Consistency here matters. Consistency with sleep and with your pre-sleep activities. By doing so, your brain learns that this sequence of breaths, stretches, or gentle movement always leads to rest. And over time, you'll spend less time tossing and turning and more time in deep, efficient sleep that powers learning, mood, and overall health. Now that you've seen how winding down with targeted recovery activities can help you fall asleep faster and make those hours count, let's flip back to the daytime. By deliberately switching between brain workouts and body workouts throughout your day, you can supercharge your brain's ability to adapt and even dial down how much sleep you truly need. Imagine your brain like a high-performance sports car that needs different driving modes. If you only ever sprint in race mode, the engine wears out faster and the fuel runs dry. But when you alternate between acceleration on the track, cruising on the highway, and tight cornering through winding roads, the engine learns to handle all conditions and you actually use fuel more efficiently. Your brain works in a similar fashion. Neuroplasticity is your brain's superpower. It has the ability to rewire itself by forming new connections between neurons. Every time you learn something new, solve a math problem, memorize song lyrics, or practice a new soccer movement, your brain creates or strengthens pathways. The more varied the challenge, the more versatile and resilient your network becomes. Here's a cognitive challenge that you can try. Spend 30 to 45 minutes on a logic puzzle, a coding problem, or a strategic game. This lights up your frontal lobes. This is the part of your brain responsible for planning and reasoning. Then try a physical challenge. Switch gears to a sport or a dance routine for 30 to 45 minutes. Now you're activating your motor cortex regions and improving coordination, balance, and blood flow. Then try sketching, creative writing, or playing an instrument. These tasks fire up your right hemisphere, strengthening the pathways linked to imagination and emotional expression. By rotating through these activities, each brain region gets a workout and then a chance to rest. This balanced stimulation fosters stronger, more efficient networks. When your brain operates on well-tuned, flexible circuits, it can handle more wakeful hours before fatigue sets in. Like a finely tuned engine, it needs less downtime for maintenance, meaning you may feel fully alert on slightly less sleep. Of course, everyone is different and you shouldn't cut sleep drastically, but by giving every part of your brain its turn in the gym, you maximize mental energy and resilience so that when you do sleep, you're truly recharging the whole system. Now that you've given your brain a balanced workout by switching between thinking, moving, and creating all day, it's time to let it unwind and heal. Enter bedtime, yoga, and mindfulness meditation. These are gentle practices that signal to your mind and body, switch off the race, and start the repair. Picture your brain like a garden. All day long, you've been planting seeds of new ideas, watering them with physical activity, and pruning them with creative challenges. But before sleep, you need to pull back and let the soil rest and prepare it for tomorrow's growth. That's exactly what yoga and mindfulness meditation do. Bedtime yoga isn't about mastering difficult poses. It's about slowing down. Simple stretches like child's pose or legs up the wall help relax tight muscles, ease tension in your shoulders and neck, and lower your heart rate. As your body softens, your nervous system shifts from fight or flight into rest and digest, making it easier to drift into deep sleep. Mindfulness meditation focuses your breath. You're able to notice each inhale and exhale without judgment. The steady attention slows racing thoughts and floods your brain with oxygen. More oxygen and less stress helps to create the perfect environment for the glymphatic system. This is your brain's cleaning crew. It clears away waste products. Think of it as giving the sewer lines in your city a clear path to flush out debris. Here's something to try. Spend 10 to 15 minutes before bed combining a few gentle stretches with breathing. For example, 5 breaths in child's pose, noticing your belly rise and fall. 3 slow neck rolls, releasing any last-minute tension. 2 minutes of seated meditation. Focus on the soft whisper of air through your nostrils as you breathe. Over time, you'll notice that you may fall asleep faster, wake up less during the night, and feel more refreshed in the morning. That's because your brain was able to get some downtime and support that it needed to repair cells, consolidate memories, and balance neurotransmitters. By weaving yoga and mindfulness into your nightly routine, you give every part of your brain one final gentle challenge, teaching it to switch smoothly into repair mode. Sweet dreams and sharper mornings awake. In this episode, we've explored ways to help your brain recover and keep it running at its best. Pre-sleep recovery activities like stretching and deep breathing signal to your body it's time to rest. Alternating mental and physical challenges throughout the day can strengthen different brain pathways and may reduce how much sleep you need. Bedtime yoga and mindfulness meditation help to slow down your nervous system so that the lymphatic system can work at peak power. Each of these steps build on the others. A steady schedule primes your brain's clock. Recovery activities and alternating tasks keep your neural garden healthy. And yoga or meditation clears the way for deep restorative sleep. By weaving all five into your routine, you give every part of your brain its ideal workout and rest cycle. Next week, we'll kick off a brand new series on heart rate variability. We'll explore how small changes in your heartbeat patterns reveal insight about stress, recovery, and overall health. You'll learn simple ways to track and improve your HRV, your heart rate variability, so that you can fine-tune your recovery even further. Thanks for listening. This is Barbara with Health Solutions Today. Share this episode with a friend. We can all use better sleep and sharper focus.